USA News, I'm Dave Collins. This just coming in, reports say three police officers were shot in Fargo, North Dakota this afternoon. KFGO saying the two officers are in critical condition. There's a large police presence at the intersection where the shooting happened. It's not known what led to the shooting or if police have a suspect, but officials say there is no known threat to the public. Millions of Americans from coast to coast, they're feeling scorching temperatures. Today, the National Weather Service issued heat warnings and advisories for more than 90 million people. An appeals court is issuing a brief pause on lower court's ruling limiting the Biden administration's communication with social media companies. Lisa Taylor has more.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday issued an administrative stay that's in effect until further notice. A separate panel will later consider the DOJ's motion to issue a pause on the ruling as the administration's appeal plays out in court. A judge ruled earlier this month the administration likely violated the First Amendment by working with social media companies to suppress unfavorable views relating to the coronavirus pandemic, election security, and other issues.
A man is in custody in connection to New York's long unsolved Gilgo Beach serial killings. At least 10 sets of human remains, mostly young female prostitutes, were found on Long Island along and near Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Today, 59-year-old Rex Huerman was charged for three murders and pleaded not guilty. An Ohio plastic surgeon's medical license has been permanently revoked after she live-streamed surgeries on TikTok. The Ohio Medical Board voted this week to ban Dr. Catherine Graw for what it calls ignoring basic patient care. The board said Graw spoke into the camera and answered viewer questions instead of focusing on her patients. Officials say three patients suffered severe complications after the former surgeon operated on them. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Around 1.5 million people have an unclaimed tax refund. The IRS says taxpayers have to file a return for their 2019 taxes by this coming Monday. The average unclaimed refund is about $900. Actors in New York and Los Angeles are hitting SAG-AFTRA picket lines after their union failed to reach an agreement overnight with TV and film producers. Actors are joining Hollywood writers who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. This is the biggest entertainment shutdown in decades. A ferocious-looking creature has been discovered in SoCal. Phil Hewlett has the details.
It's white with a green tint, translucent, has a frightening-shaped head full of teeth, 486 legs, and it glows in the dark. Scientists say there's nothing to worry about, though. The newly named Los Angeles thread millipede is as thin as a piece of sewing thread and about 1 inch long. It lives in the soil and is more closely related to lobsters than insects.
Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson is reportedly starting a new media company. A Wall Street Journal report says Carlson and former White House advisor Neil Patel are raising funds for the company that would be housed on Twitter. Shortly after getting fired from Fox this spring, Carlson created a Twitter show called Tucker on Twitter. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new company would be subscription-based, allowing subscribers to watch long-form videos by Carlson in their entirety. Dave Collins, USA News.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality good and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up and up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.